What's up, you jive mothers? This is One for Paul. My name is Carl Rowland. This is the show where we get my sound man, Mr. Paul Droulet.
Hello.
To watch movies that he's unfamiliar with or is not really seen in pop culture. But today we're going for a bit more of a deep dive into the world of blaxploitation horror.
I definitely know what that is.
And there was only one person I thought we could get on the show to talk about blaxploitation horror, and he's one of the biggest horror buffs I know, former co-host of mine from Off the Reels, many time guest on the Pop Culture Pod. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Paul. Nah, I got your name wrong. Mr. Tom Dennett Cook.
Sup, Jive Turkeys. Great to be here. That's my attempt at talking jive.
Yeah, we're going to be a lot of jive talk today. Paul, what movie do you think? So we are watching today Scream, Blackula, Scream, the sequel of the 1973 classic Blackula.
That's right. We're watching I Have a Dream, Blackula, Dream. I Have a Dream where Draculas of all creeds and colors can get along in harmony, where little Blackula boys and girls and little Frankenstein boys and girls and brothers and sisters can live together in harmony.
It's beautiful, man. You touched me there.
We're gonna fill that on Twitter in the morning.
I have an alternate intro.
Let's hear the alternate, please.
Welcome to Gleam Blackula Gleam, because vampires sparkle now.
I would
keep them both in.
I would use both. We have both because they're both very good.
Thank you. Oh, that means a lot, guys. Thank you.
The second one works off.
The second one was witty, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm both proud and ashamed of Dream Blackula.
I think you should be both. Yeah.
I like it, but I can see the controversy.
I like it, but I'm glad it wasn't me.
But speaking of controversial, we're talking about Scream, Blackula, Scream.
Scream, Blackula, Scream. Yes.
Paul, Tom, could you just give us a brief outline of blaxploitation on the movies at the time?
Yeah,
the
please explain
excellent,
why this movie is. Yeah.
Right, so this is the sequel. This is Scream, Blackula, Scream, the sequel to Blackula. Now, it's probably best to get some groundwork on what blaxploitation
is. Yes, please.
I'll try not to waddle on. But so, basically, you had the civil rights movement through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You had black power. Mm-hmm. These are just cultural fads and cultural movements that were very important at the time.
Yeah, now, like devil sticks and like hacky sacks, fads.
Yeah, okay, fads is probably the wrong term.
I don't think that was the right word, mate.
Movements.
No, movements. I did
like social movements.
Social movements.
Yeah.
Now, you might ask yourself, what's this got to do with Hollywood? Why does Hollywood care about like Black Lives Matter? Has Hollywood ever cared about that? In the 70s, definitely not. But something did happen in the 70s. From the 50s through to the 70s, they noticed something was changing in the audience.
Yeah.
Everyone was getting richer in America. It's the golden age of capitalism. The traditional audience, the middle-class white audience, were buying TVs. They weren't going to the cinema as much.
Nope.
Whereas the African-American audience, who had largely been forgotten, they were starting to get a bit rich as well, so they were going to the cinema more.
Yeah.
So these executives are looking at their charts, and they're going, white people are going to cinema less, black people are going to cinema more. Is there any way we can cash in on this? Now, in 1971, I think, two films came out. Sweet Sweetbacks. I'm always going to get the name bloody wrong. Well, Shaft came out, which was the mainstream film.
Well, I can dig it.
Everybody knows Shaft. And it's Sweet Sweetbacks.
You know what?
Badass
Shaft is one jive, mother. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, Carl.
Well, I'm only talking about Shaft. Nah. Well, we can dig it.
I have not seen Shaft.
Oh, add it to the list.
Sweet Blackula. If you haven't seen Shaft.
No.
I've heard the song.
No. Shaft. I want you to add Shaft. I want you to add the 1996 Shaft. And then I want you to add to the 2019 Shaft.
You don't need to do all of those. You just do the original one.
No. You've got to do all three. God damn it. Because Shaft is in all three.
He is. Well, okay. So you had two films come out in 1971 that really brought the attention to the Hollywood execs.
Yeah.
You had Sweet Sweet Badass's Song, which is a very respected underground indie film.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Shaft, which was kind of like the mainstream polished film that, and then everyone's kind of heard of Shaft. Both films were very successful. So then the Hollywood executives went, we're going to run with this. Now, that's not to say that they cared about the social issues or the movements. They just realized that there was money to be made. It's a bit like how female Ghostbusters was advertised as being feminist, even though there's queef jokes in there. The ultimate problem, and I would call that femsploitation, but that's another story.
Mm.
The ultimate problem of both is who's making the films and for whom. So the problem with blaxploitation film often was that these were crusty, rich white guys making films that they thought black people would want to see.
Using black language.
Using their limited knowledge. So that's why a lot of these films are set in Harlem. A lot of them about drug dealers and a lot of them about pimps. Now, in the history of cinema, blaxploitation has a weird double-edged place. Some people say it was the first time that a lot of black actors were getting roles. It was the first time a lot
and
of issues.
Some of these actors went on to have very long and successful careers.
Prior to these films, films either weren't directed at black people or black people had very silly roles in these films, like sidekicks or comedy roles. So there's something to
Pink
be said.
Modern MCU.
Yeah. There's something to be said for these films, but at the same time, a lot of black historians are like, these films rely on stereotypes and glorifying the ghetto and so on and so forth. Now, where the hell does Blackula come into this?
All I know is he's dead and loving it.
He's Dracula's. The original tagline was Dracula's soul brother. For the original Blackula.
Oh my.
Yeah, you can imagine a white guy riding that going, "Ah, oh, that's great. That's just how black people talk, right? Am I right, guys?" And then they went out and played golf. basically, what was very
They wrote that whilst playing golf.
Very lazily, blaxploitation started off seriously addressing black issues by black people in a black setting, ghettos and whatnot. Then Hollywood just got a bit lazy and generic and just went, why don't we just take films that already exist, storylines that already exist, and just, for lack of a better term, black them up?
Oh.
Which is literally what happened in terms of, you had Black Caesar, you had a whole bunch of other things that were black something something, hence the term blaxploitation.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, yeah, not people blacking up. I just mean the genres. They just
no, like they legitimately got films. Black actors,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Black actors. I mean, the films are
nearly a 90% black cast.
Yeah, the films are good for getting black actors, but the problem was it was white people behind the camera.
I could see that being controversial.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
And Black is just an example of them taking an existing story. I chose to go with Scream, Blackula, Scream rather than Blackula, because Blackula basically is the Dracula storyline.
Yeah. And me and Tom are in agreement with this, because we have seen both. We actually did a double bill a couple of years ago of these two movies. Scream, Blackula, Scream is the superior.
I think it's a superior film. It happens every now and again. Like Aliens, I think, can take Alien.
Dark Knight. You know? Dark Knight over
Dark Knight, right, you know, Batman. Bride of Frankenstein over Frank, and so forth. And
okay,
it's,
so this is the part where I tell you that there's several of those movies I haven't seen. I think Alien and Aliens is on the list.
Yes, they are both, respectively.
What were the other movies?
Bride of Frankenstein,
I think I saw Batman, like, black and white one of that when I was in high school.
Terminator 2, Terminator. I mean, they're not necessarily better than the originals, but they are just, they take it to the next level.
Dark Knight's over Batman Begins.
Yeah.
And I would say that Scream, Blackula, Scream takes the original story, which is just a Dracula remake, essentially, or reboot, whatever you want to call it.
Reimagining. If we're using modern parlance.
Whereas Scream, Blackula, Scream's like, right, now we're going to do something totally different with the character. And that's why I like it. And it's got Pam Grier. Pam Grier is blaxploitation queen, but we can talk about that in a bit.
So fade in to some mummies and candles. And an old lady's just died. She's being seen to by a voodoo priest and surrounded by what appears to be her family. But oh no, she didn't name a successor.
Uh-oh.
I guess she's a queen, I guess, and fortunately her son is here.
Voodoo Queen Mama Loa.
Mama Loa, and her son is here to take responsibility of leadership, because he's a responsible man.
Of course he is.
Trying to take responsibility.
He's a bit of a dick.
But no one wants him to do this for some reason.
I can verify, and I've got it up here on Wikipedia, he's 100% a dick.
Yeah.
He's some kind of jive mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm going to be doing this the whole time. I don't know what these words
are. This is truly in the spirit of blaxploitation. Three white people attempting to talk.
And like legitimate expert in blaxploitation
somehow. It doesn't
help
who the character.
Middle-aged white man, Thomas Dennett Cook?
Yeah.
That's okay. In keeping with the spirit of blaxploitation, we're just going to keep oppressing people for some reason. Why are we doing this episode, guys? Why are we doing this?
We were going to do Halloween 3, but Tom's done that already many times.
I think Halloween 3 has been already rescued And yeah. I think Blackula has been rescued. And I think this is just a film that needs to be rescued as well.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the quickest FYI.
Yeah.
We're going to be making some jokes, fellas. We're going to be making some jokes.
You guys watch you know what we're like.
All we're trying to do is make funnies. Yeah. If we do cross a line, please tell us what line we crossed. I'll edit it out of the episodes if it's serious enough. But I'm just trying to make funny stuff. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Listen up, snowflakes. If you're going to get offended, stop listening to the show.
Well, there goes all of our audience.
Carl. Hi, guys.
I think the edit's going to be like six minutes long.
The seven of you have stuck by me and my...
Oh, my God.
Hateful tirade. Oh, you wait until I talk about the Joker, bitch.
It turns out that ain't nobody turned they back on Big Willis.
What?
No.
Whoa. What are you talking about? Willis?
Yeah, Big Willis.
Yes.
That's Big Willis. He says his name.
I see where you went there, Carl. Yeah.
What?
It's a reference.
I don't understand.
It's a reference to an 80s sitcom.
Oh.
Called Different Strokes.
I didn't think we would be talking about
Willis.
It was a catchphrase.
I never saw that.
Gary Coleman is turning in his grave.
Big Willis's guide on
Big
how
Willis.
To win
Big Willis.
An election. Step one, declare that no election need take place.
Yes.
Step two, yell at and threaten the voters.
Yes.
Step three, yell at respected community leader until their husband is forced to intervene.
In 2019, that is a campaign.
Isn't this the Trump method?
Step four, storm out while everyone but you mourns their mother's death?
Yeah. We did establish he was a dick.
He's a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I can't see how he could lose.
The white and black power suit with the chain gives that away.
Beautiful costume.
I kind of dig the suit.
Oh, mate, the costume.
I love
the costume department. Will not get enough credit in this movie.
No. I'm going to give them credit.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Of course, I am.
That opening scene. That everyone is so powerfully dressed. I love that opening scene.
I mean, I'm going to watch a lady die. I need to be dressed for the part.
Yeah. And how long has she been lying there dying?
I don't know.
Did they just put on their best in the hope she would die? I don't know. We're just thrown in the deep.
I think the community was around her for her death. Like they gathered because they knew that it was a passing moment.
Yeah.
They're
voodoo people. They probably know when someone's going to die, right?
Well, they're controlling them with a doll, which will come up later.
Yeah.
Cut to Big Willis acquiring a MacGuffin from an old man who is evidently the old Papaloa. He believes that voodoo priests have too much power.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been plotting his revenge in his basement. Everyone needs a hobby.
Sometimes you just need to, knock bitches down a peg or two.
It's interesting. They don't explicitly say who he is. They're just like, this crazy hobo starts going on about, I used to run the cult. Like, did you used to run the same cult or did you used to run a different cult? And how
they
the
said I was too powerful to be a voodoo priest.
Cut to Big Willis doing some voodoo to a pile of bones with pigeon blood and a... here's the thing. I speak French, and he's just speaking French. But he's speaking
but
like...
What is he saying?
Is it
which way to the disco
sentences? These are real sentences. It sounds like a non-French speaker trying to do a Haitian French accent, which is...
I think that's exactly what was going on.
That's exactly what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, these are non-French speakers trying to pretend not only to speak French, but speak a particular type of Haitian patois.
I'm fascinated. Which is, what are they trying to... What do they...
What is the coded message, Paul?
Well, here's the thing. It sounds like they're saying something like, feu entre la mort et la vie, réanimer ses eaux, que la lutte soit finie. Nous nous débarrasserons de nos soucis mortels. Long entre la mort et la vie, réanimer ses eaux, que la lutte soit finie. Du sang bien rouge pour te tendre fidèle et nos soucis. Le feu emporte la mort, la vie réanimaître. So,
yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, probably.
I just wanted to see if you...
Fire.
Yeah, we both knew that, right?
So fire between life and death. Reanimate these bones so that the la lutte is a complicated word. So it's either like the war or the struggle or the battle or literally wrestling. Yeah.
I'm going to go with wrestling.
Wrestling.
Finish the wrestling.
Blackula signed to AEW.
Yeah. Oh, that's the sequel. That's the trilogy complete.
We will get rid of our mortal concerns or our mortal worries.
That makes sense. Vampires, whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is not clear when they say it because their accent is atrocious.
And there's fire shit going on.
Also, a couple of times when they say bones, which is us or les os, they say les œufs, which means eggs. So
we got wrestling and we got eggs. So, yeah, yeah. For so sure.
We've been to a wrestling show that's featured eggs.
We need to reanimate. we need to reanimate these bones or these eggs. I'm not sure. He says both.
I'm definitely going with eggs and wrestling.
Well, it's Blackula. I'm pretty sure, gentlemen, his legs were his eggs were resurrected as well.
I'm happy with that. I think
fuzzy egg.
That makes it way more interesting.
And then he repeats a couple bits. Then du sang bien rouge pour te tendre fidèle et nos soucis. It's like and very red blood or
very red blood.
Yeah, yeah. Bien rouge is like you're stressing how red it is in a poetic sense. So like du sang bien rouge, right?
Proper red.
Yeah, like proper red.
Translated proper red for the lads. It's proper red.
Yeah.
French to lad. Be my dictionary, man.
Oh no, I can translate it to bro if you really want me to.
To be honest,
oh, no.
I'm impressed.
Sup? Yo, Blackula. You are bro? Yo, dude, do you even live, bro?
Exploitation, bro. I'm actually genuinely impressed that they bothered to try and put something together. I just thought it was gibberish.
There's more. Yeah, rendre fidèle et nos soucis. Something like to render you fidèle again is a complicated word. So like fidelius technically, but whole, I guess, to render you.
Oh, it might be as in to resurrect you, to bring you back whole.
Yeah, something like that.
A whole leg. With the yolk.
And then, but like, et nos soucis is also our worries or our fears. Le feu emporte la mort. Fire brings death. La vie réanimate. So life reanimated. So he's sort of chanting this in, I think, what's supposed to be Haitian.
It would make sense.
It would make sense with the voodoo, because that's a legitimate like religion. Then we're not going to try to shit on it, but we are going to try to make jokes.
I don't think we have a huge crossover with the voodoo audience.
And if you are listening out there, voodoo people, I'm just a guest on this show. You don't need to also, like, come after me.
Also, if you would like a cutting of his hair, he has plenty of it.
Also, yeah. Also, and to use the term Tom just quoted, voodoo people, Dan will have a t-shirt.
Magic people, voodoo people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next census, I'm registering as a voodoo person.
Yeah.
I'm currently a Jedi, so it's not that much of a
stretch. It wouldn't be the only horror film that is very liberal in its approach to what exactly voodoo is. It kind of makes up as it goes along. Child's Play style, you know.
I had only one egg joke, and that's I'd absolutely watch Chicula or Cocula, depending on what hatches.
That second... That,
hey! That, I like that.
That's good.
Carries on the egg thing. I like
I can most probably unannouncedly tell you that Cocula is definitely a movie. It's just not
I'm sure it's out there.
It's not one we're going to discuss on this show.
Let's not add that to the list.
No. So, Willis realizes that was a load of crock.
Would you mind doing your voodoo summoning ritual more quietly? You woke up poor Lisa.
yeah, she's... Somehow, I mean, she's meant to be like very like connected, you know, like she's, shining shit.
She's like really deep,
like a proper voodoo person. Proper she's voodoo not bullshitting.
No,
yeah, that's why she got picked.
Is that what happens when you get too woke?
No, yeah. That's what happens when you're not woke enough.
I got both a yes and a no. Yes, no, absolutely. That is the way it works.
It's very interesting. Something for those people who are new to the Blackula universe. These bones are Blackula's bones. In the previous film, he basically commits suicide. The person he's falling in love with, because he reminds him of his old wife.
The Blevel, you say.
The Blevel.
Oh my God.
She dies, so he walks out to the sun and then dies. And it's never really explained how this crazy old man got the hold of the bones, or why he doesn't use the bones himself. He's just kept them in a little crate. And he's like, these are too dangerous to use. That's why I haven't used them. You use them instead. Have fun with that.
Maybe he didn't want to be a Blackula.
Well, you don't become Blackula. You just bring him up.
Oh. No, you become a vampire. Yeah. He's Blackula.
Got it. Yeah.
It's like not all thumbs are fingers, but all fingers are thumbs.
There is a moment in this film
not
where
all
there's a...
thumbs are fingers.
But not all fingers are thumbs.
But what kind of thumb is a finger?
It's kind of like that one.
Oh.
Visual. For people at home, I'm holding up my thumb in a thumbs up post.
Visual jokes and a podcast.
Yeah. It's the best kind of joke.
There's a flashback moment in this film. I don't want to jump the gun here, but it kind of explains how he gets the name.
Yeah.
And in the original film, the flashback doesn't do it credit. In the original film, it starts off, Blackula is like, I think it's 18th century or 17th yeah. century prince from Africa. And he's going to Europe to try and like stop the slave trade. So he goes to Castle Dracula, obviously, because Dracula runs the slave trade or whatever. I think it's because he's a European aristocrat.
Dracula runs the slave trade.
Yeah. Okay. Dracula throws out some casual racism, implies that he's going to turn his wife into a vampire. Mama Wardy, which is Blackula's real name, he doesn't take kindly to this. Dracula doesn't take kindly.
I always mispronounce it, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's Mama Wardy. Mama Wardy. I have an accent.
Isn't that weird?
Everyone's got an accent, right? Then he bites him with the vampire's curse, and then he's like, I will curse you with my name. Blackula. I don't know whether he's still going to be a vampire regardless of being given the name, but it's a cool name. And then he's left the script for 200 years or so. At the same time, we don't know whatever happens to that Dracula. I can only assume he gets killed by Van Helsing.
Eventually he finds similar like-minded vampires, decides that animal blood's the way to go. Right. And you know what? Kirsten Stewart does things for me.
I like to think that this Blackula takes place at the same time as Christopher Lee's Dracula.
You want it to be linked to the Hammer horror.
That'd be good, because they're both the 70s, 72, 73, you know.
And the great Christopher Lee plays both Dracula and Van Helsing.
Yeah.
One of the only actors to play both.
Totally awesome. Is this Sauron?
Yeah, it's Sauron. Yeah, for you.
That guy.
He's Cyberman.
He played a Cyberman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
In that famous Doctor Witch episode.
Yeah, you know, that vampire film, Count Dooku.
That's the one.
Motherfucker, I will end you both. Yeah.
So an amount of Castle Thunder that I would call too much Castle Thunder.
There's something going on there, isn't there, when there's that much thunder?
Yeah, but there's a specific effect called Castle Thunder. It's a sample from
the sound guy thing.
Yeah, this is okay. A sound guy thing. It's a joke that we put into every horror movie because there's
button you can press.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, I don't have the button now, but
it's like the Wilhelm scream.
Oh yeah, yeah. Classic.
Castle effects. Thunder, Pottery Smash. This one's up there. But Castle Thunder is a clip from the original Frankenstein, I think. And everyone has just used it since because it's not even good thunder sound. It's just sort of
recognized. It's the iconic.
It's the crackle. And the bombastic noise.
It is the platonic ideal of what thunder sounds like.
That's a beautiful sentence.
It's kind of great.
That sounds better than the thunder.
Yeah.
Paul, you know you're worried you might never find your t-shirt.
Oh, shit. That's a good t-shirt. Yeah. But yeah, well, they overuse the hell out of this effect. Yeah. But do you know what? I don't care. It's super melodrama, and I'm starting to get that.
Exploitation cinema is full of low budgets, and they will just use what they can.
Big teeth you have. And now Big Willis is a blampire.
Yeah, and his plan's gone totally according to plan. He can now use Blackula and take over the cult. That's definitely what happens in the rest of the film.
I just like to point out, does anybody else think it's weird that Willis grabs Blackula's titty?
No.
Proper full-on grabs his titty.
Well, I mean, if we're going classical, then, like, vampire bite is just sex, right?
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Because, like, that's, I have read the Bram Stoker thing, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of parallels in there where it's like, clearly when
Bram
the vampire
Stoker's
bites
Blackula.
You. Blam
that's a little bass. Yeah.
Blam Stoker's Black Slope. Yeah.
Blam Stoker's Blackula.
God, yeah.
I want that movie
Blam
so bad.
Exploitation.
Yeah, let's do it.
Morgan Freeman for Bram Stoker's Blackula.
Oh, man.
And
current, like, motherfucker talk.
Damien.
Oh, I'm in.
No. Which is the Marlon Wayans? For the Keanu Reeves role.
For the Keanu Reeves role, yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan Harper.
The best accent in modern movies is his English accent.
And now is the time where we play horror funk. If that's not already a thing, then I need to make it a thing.
Also, we get a title sequence.
This is the title sequence with the horror funk.
It takes a while to get a title sequence.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the title sequence. It's clever. It's
pretty good.
The whole transformation
suit up for the Blu-ray is really nice.
The whole transformation of, like, you know, the animation where he turns from a bat into a person, and the little pieces, and the transition
is fangs as well.
The mosaic style to it is unnecessarily clever, and you get that with that's why a lot of people like exploitation, because these films tend to be so low budget that they have to be creative. Or be shit, or both.
Well, this is the thing. I read up a little bit on, like, the Wikipedia page for blaxploitation, yeah. And it was sort of like, well, exploitation cinema, as far as I understand it, was mm-hmm. like, well, you've got some trend happening in society, and a movie studio will be like, quick, get something out that's about, what is it? Vampires, let's go,
yeah.
go, go!
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Vampires and black people, let's go. Yeah, it's fine.
It's how we got the reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is it. So, with the what?
Between the years of 2005 and 2013, Matthew McConaughey did only romantic comedy movies every year, but because his movies were low budget but tested so high, it was called the reconnaissance.
Wow.
That's how you got, that's how you got My Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, She's mm-hmm. Not That Into You, Ten things I hate about you. That whole Renee Wilson.
I would take Scream Black Scream over any of those films.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it was a good thing. I'm just saying it was a trend.
But it's funny you should mention, like they go, let's what works? Vampires and blaxploitation, boom. Yeah. Because Blackula did kind of come out of nowhere. But then based on its success, you had a whole ton of things. You had Blackenstein. Which is Blackenstein, Dr. Yeah. Black and Mr. Hyde, Sugar Hill, which is Bat Zombies, you had a whole bunch. They are by and large terrible, but Blackula and Scream, Blackula Scream tend to be respected even by the BFI and people like that, you know.
So to recap, voodoo is real, Blackula has returned from the grave.
Real.
The guy I thought was going to be the bad guy is now a vampire thrall to Blackula, and now we're ready to start the story. Also,
mm-hmm.
Can we talk about how Willis goes straight up to him and goes, "Hey, blood."
Oh, yeah.
That's both. Does that
see what they
doctor?
Did there? It's funny because vampires like blood and it's slang. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's contemporary.
Yeah.
Let's go play a round of golf, guys.
Yeah.
That's how the producers thought.
That's it. Let's wrap. It's noon, guys. Time for
also,
three martinis.
You guys
and
heard
a game
about
of golf?
That new stuff? Cocaine?
It's one hell of a drug.
It's one hell of a drug.
That is almost as good as a joke in the original film, which is where he orders a Bloody Mary. That's funny as well, because blood, vampires. Let's go for a round of golf.
And
we're done.
And the waitress.
How's your handicap now, Tom?
And the waitress was called Mary.
Hilarious. So yeah, very some classic jokes in there. Classic vampire humor.
He's concerned about the way that he looks, and this is a problem because vampires can't see themselves in mirrors or photos and whatnot.
And
this is the point where Blackula first speaks and says, "I'm afraid that's one of the misfortunes of the cursed." Oh. And at this moment, I was like, "I will listen to anything you have to say, sir."
That man could read me the phone book.
Could we get him to read me the phone book?
William Marshall.
Oh,
is
yes.
His name, and everyone has said if he wasn't in the role, the films might suck. They might just completely fall down.
Oh, yeah.
He does totally make those movies.
Brings that essence to it, that dignity, and you know that voice, as you say, he takes the role seriously. And
he seems to me like a stage actor.
He had done a whole bunch of TV work, but also about stage work.
Again, we have got him against Pam Grier. So these two together are the titans of black voice.
Pam Grier, I think the year before had just done Coffee, which along with a whole bunch of other films. Kind of made the blaxploitation genre. Coffee, I mean, I rewatched Coffee the other day because of Sid Haig died. He's in it as well. And it's a classic. They used to be in films together.
R.I.P. Sid.
And Coffee's fucking brilliant. And you can understand why they wanted Pam Grier because she was hot stuff at that time. Mm. And to have William Marshall and Pam Grier in the same film is beautiful.
Was this part of like the exploitation side of it where it's just like Pam Grier is selling tickets, let's get her?
Basically, 100%. Everyone wanted a piece of Pam Grier at that time. You know?
It's like everybody wants a piece of RGJ right now.
I still want
a piece of Pam Grier.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's
stunning.
Great. Yeah,
stunning.
I'm starting to see the exploitation angle on this, but also starting to see why there are so many people, as you say, who are saying, well, at least they got roles because otherwise we don't get Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Otherwise we don't get these other... I mean, I don't know a lot of actors, but you're telling me there's a lot of other actors who are involved in this.
The thing is to remember, even though these films both exploited the audience, because they were just trying to cash in on black people, exploited the subject matter and just presented black people as a handful of criminals.
In
anti-heroes, but still criminals.
Yeah.
The point is, prior to this, there was pretty much nothing. So it is a step in the evolution of black cinema.
I know less about black cinema than I do about, say, Asian people in cinema due to my love of Bruce Lee and all of that.
So yeah.
Are we talking like a Kato situation? Like they had been the sidekicks and
they had been like the mammies in like Gone with the Wind. They had been the help.
Of course. You
know, or they had been the comedy fool
if,
guys.
If it was an elderly black gentleman in a role, he was a wise elderly black gentleman with information. About getting your life right. Yeah. Or if it was a woman, she was very deeply religious and southern.
But the main thing is they were side characters. You didn't have films about black people starring black people. White people in these films are the supporting cast, not the other way around.
I did notice that and was impressed for a movie from 1973. Yeah. I would be impressed today.
They're extremely progressive. I think it was a two step forwards, then a one step back kind of thing after the 70s.
Speaking of which... Oh man, you jiving! I'm not trying to do that. I'm doing the character because he's just wonderful. I like Big Willis. He's great.
Yeah, he's got amazing clothes throughout.
To be fair, I'd also find it troubling to just not be able to see myself ever in anything because I've gotten so used to it in my 33 years of life. I'm like, what do you mean I can't see it? Someone tell me if my hair looks okay.
He's really bummed out that he can't see his reflection.
He is, yeah. I would be too, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, character development, I guess. But,
yeah.
You go nowhere.
I'm pretty sure I could get by.
Yeah, he's...
You're already halfway there.
Yeah. I don't give two Fs.
Thank you for that setup. That
very
was
good. I was like, I saw it coming. I was like, no! Slow motion.
Oh, there's a t-shirt.
Metaphorically dive in front of the words.
Dive in front of the speech bubble.
Your mother.
But yeah.
Ooh, that was a close one. You were about to say something real ill-advised or dumb in that panel, Paul. Oh, thanks, Tom. Appreciate
it. No worries. No worries. But yeah, as you say, Willis is basically like, yeah, I got no reflection. Mm, he wants to go to his party. And Blackley's like, you're not going anywhere. And that's when Willis realizes, oh, shit. He doesn't work for me. I work for him.
Yeah. I summoned the thing that is now controlling me.
Yeah, massive oops.
Yep. It's a classic D&D. So Blackula, deep in thought, enjoys Beethoven and globes.
Don't we all?
Yeah, he's spinning around the little globe.
And this is where we get the poor guy having, I guess, like a PTSD flashback almost to his past where he was turned and...
To the previous movie. You know,
to the previous... Oh, was that in the previous movie?
Yes, yeah. That's the Dracula thing that... Yeah.
Interestingly enough, haven't seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. But like I said, I basically told you the gist of it.
We said if you had time, Black, you couldn't... You didn't need to watch Blackula for this to make sense.
I had time.
That flashback sequence that I sort of padded out a bit earlier, that's the best part of the original Blackula.
Honestly, that is. And that's the opening 20 minutes of Blackula.
That and the Bloody Mary joke. Oh my God, the Bloody Mary, so funny.
I'm holding my sides as we speak.
Excellent.
Uh-oh, two of Willis's friends are here to give him a ride. They'd better split up and look for clues. I mean, Willis. honestly, here I appreciate a sound design note. I appreciate the complete silence except for footsteps and general movement fully because it's actually tense.
Yeah.
It's actually tense, right?
Part of the beauty, like I said, part of the beauty of exploitation is they have to be creative with nothing. So what do? They make the most out of silence.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it sort of creeps in a little. The sound sort of creeps and creeps and creeps. Whoever was doing this was very good. And again, like working with not enough time. Mm-hmm. Even better. Suddenly Blackula, who easily overpowers a character I'm going to call Sideburns.
Yeah.
And drinks all of his blood.
Yeah.
The girl he's with
runs
to his aid, but realizing what's happened, decides to stand there screaming.
Mm-hmm.
She runs away. But oh no, the door is locked. Better not break through the window, though. That would be rude.
And I think that's the door they came in, so they must have locked the door after.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Let's just go to the other
door.
Or
Blackula has teleported behind and locked the door. And teleports back in.
The Lugosi
power. Yeah, you're right. The best course of action here is to run around in a circle.
Always.
And just scream until she passes out where
the
vampires...
Yeah, run around in a circle, and if that fails, just stand in the same spot.
Just stand there screaming.
Scream.
Do you want to know exactly how long she screams for?
Yes.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
It does last a while, doesn't it?
Straight. And then
she's got a powerful set of lungs, that actress. They clearly hired her just because she could scream, because that's all she really does.
You got to pack out that runtime, baby.
Yeah, you have to earn that money with just screaming. Yeah.
That's impressive for even the most demure of 70s horror movie ladies.
They were like, the film, we need to make it last a little bit over 90 minutes, guys. It's all right. We've got a woman who can scream for like 2 minutes. Easy.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You got a minute and a half.
And then the vampires looking at each other. Just sort of
looking at each other.
Like, I guess lunch?
Like, do we wait for her to finish? It would be rude to interrupt.
I guess.
Tom, it was the 70s. No woman was lucky enough to finish.
Oh. Well,
throwing shade on a decade I wasn't even born in.
Yeah, take that, decade.
Yeah.
So now that Blackula has finished his supper, he decides to go to the party that Will's told him about.
Yep.
While looking at awesome Nigerian artifacts from the private collection, Blackula appears to offer information about them.
Yeah, Blackula, who is, I guess, trying to be incognito, not trying to let his true identity out.
I'll stop myself.
No, you stop there, man. We don't want to edit shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to keep a low profile. Doesn't want everyone.
Where are you going with that, Carl?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere with that.
Where are we going with that, Carl?
Nowhere.
Were you going somewhere
that would get us in trouble, Paul.
Don't go there.
Myself.
Carl, don't go there.
That's why I didn't say it.
Don't ever go there again. Carl, I care about you.
I promise you, I'm probably going to go there again.
Christ.
Not on this episode.
All right.
It'd be excellent if you went there on another episode that had nothing to do with the subject matter. That would be excellent. You'd be like, "Whoa, we're talking about Home Alone.
I think
did that come from?
I think you both. I think you both know me well enough that that is a possibility.
Okay, well, let me rephrase. Really, Blackula is trying to be inconspicuous. He's not trying to draw attention to himself. So what does he do? He corrects the professor of African history on exactly why all of this is wrong, because it basically comes from his hometown.
I parsed this as this was
yourself.
Like his wife was her necklace, and it's like, oh, do you have the matching one? Oh, yes, it was his wife's one. And it's like
he's like, you know a lot about this for a stranger who wasn't even invited to this party. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Could you just do that in the 70s?
This is pre-internet. Why are you being a troll to this guy?
If somebody, let's say you had a house party. Not only if somebody turned up uninvited, that's not cool. But if they were dressed as a vampire, so he's wearing his big cape. Like they want to use this cape.
It's the 70s.
It must have cost them all their budget.
70s. It's not somewhere out there for a guy to be rocking a cape.
True.
Especially most of them being in blaxploitation, drug dealing pimps.
They appear to agree with you because they go like, "I do believe he knows what he's talking about." Interesting dude.
Yeah, interesting dude. I mean, it's a cool party.
It's a cool party.
He's shown off all this African artwork and artifacts and shit. Yeah. I would love to go to that party.
I've never been to a party that cool.
No.
Normally we just drink beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how party you're allowed to get in a semi-museum house. I don't be afraid of breaks, I think.
You can't go balls to the wall, but I'm pretty sure there's a couple of beers in the bathtub.
They're drinking cocktails.
You know, chili,
cocktails.
Chili lights up in the kitchen.
You know, beautiful.
It's a late 30s party, you know. It's not going to be too heavy because people have got work in the morning.
Yeah.
Some of them have got kids.
Yeah. So Lisa
might break out a cheeky joint of marijuana.
It's the 70s, so somebody definitely fucking...
Oh, yeah, no, they are clear sign. There's clear extras that are stoned out their gourd. The red eye is insane on some of these actors.
Turns out the Lisa has the most powerful voodoo of anyone in the last 10 years. And
yeah.
Turns out Blackula needs some powerful voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful voodoo.
Unfortunately, somebody has cut their hand open and Blackula suddenly needs to leave.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because as soon as he sees
the blood, he's like, right, it's a little bit too much. I need to get out of here.
I'm getting a little hot under the collar here, guys.
A little hot under the collar, a little hot under the cape.
Yeah. Wait, no, never mind. He's just going to grab a quick snack on his way out.
Yeah. So I think the same woman he kills is the one who cuts her hand.
That's Gloria.
Sees the bleeding, goes, oh, I better leave. Then goes back in through the garage and eats her anyway. Or drinks her blood anyway. So it's kind of like,
he's
what was the fucking point?
Gloria. Yeah. He's going to bite you, Gloria.
Sorry. I thought that what the impression was is like,
I changed the lyrics enough that I won't get in trouble for that one, Paul.
And yeah, I know. I noticed. I wasn't going to bring it up. You did well. You did good.
Well done.
Have a cookie. So
he just can't help himself. It's like heroin.
Yeah. Blood, it seems to be that way.
I thought you meant me and bad jokes. And
that's also like heroin.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we just can't get enough of your bad jokes.
ass.
Very Moorish. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but I figured it was like he tried to leave and it overcame him and he went, oh, damn it. No, that's
the curse, isn't it?
It's the curse.
Vampire curse, of course.
Yeah,
for the people at home, I spent that whole conversation swearing at them both.
But, like, classically, vampires eating blood is code for, like, a sex or general immorality thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Of course.
So, you're hopping on the good foot and doing the bad thing, yeah?
So, because Blackula has just done, like, an awful thing to this person, like, zero consent, and she's not enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the filmmakers knew this because they linger on this for, like, a while. Like, they linger on bare neck, and he's got, like, a bit of a face going on afterwards.
Yeah, the close-up on his face afterwards.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, quite long, but very well shot.
I agree.
It's better than the close-up on his face after the title, the one they freeze on for the that goes into the title picture.
Yeah, but this is him in, like, ecstasy.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, he's been waiting for it, and he finally gets his hit, and he's like, ah, you know.
This
and
is that guy,
blah!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that was his first blood of the day. It's like your first coffee. It's the perk up. It's not the I'm riding high. It's just like, this is getting me to the point that I can actually talk to people.
Gloria manages to stumble downstairs while Blackula escapes by turning into a bat, which does not arouse the suspicion of the drunk man next to him, because he sort of goes, she.
He takes a long time to say she. I would like you to tie him there, because he's like, she. Like, he's had enough already.
It takes a minute.
It's the equivalent of him standing up, looking at the bottle, looking back at what he said.
The classic.
And then throwing the bottle away.
When I first saw it, I was waiting for the bottle gag. Yeah. Like, what?
What's in this drink, anyway?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, classic gag.
Wouldn't you kids like to know?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Time for a shadow puppet bat flying cityscape montage.
Yay!
Motherfucking montage.
The montage is now over.
Indeed.
Yeah, it was a short one.
Yeah,
I appreciate the effects that they were doing. Like, they did a lot with what they had.
They were like, we have to get one in because he is a vampire. He has to turn into a bat at some point.
Yeah.
At this point in Vampiric Lore,
He doesn't even go all the way home, does he?
No, he just goes like around the red light district.
Yeah. And then walks along.
He just decides to go to the red light district.
That'll do.
And then he's confused as to why a prostitute asks him if he wants some company.
Yeah. And he acts like he doesn't know what a prostitute is. I'm sorry. Prostitution is the oldest profession in the world, is it not?
No. It has to be fishermen. Otherwise, how who would have money to buy the prostitutes?
Oh, I see. Shit. He goes to the old red light district and he has that thing that I love sometimes. Little slice of morality. Little makes you think moment. He's walking down and he sees all the signs like girls, girls, girls. And you can see he's disgusted in his face. Disgusted by all the sex. He's just killed somebody by drinking their blood in a very sexual way, but he's disgusted by peep shows and nudie.
Yeah, but so am I, to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, we draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Some pimps accost him. Oh, no. And this is where it's, like, very stereotypical, and as much as I think their voices are hilarious, I'm not doing it. That's my line. I don't feel comfortable.
Oh, you're not doing the voices.
I'm not doing the voices.
Yeah.
But on multiple occasions...
You have already multiple times this episode done the voices.
You've done the words, but not the, like, hey, man!
Yeah, they do that.
That's some jive-ass cape you got, you know, proper... Yeah.
Hey, man, there's some jive-ass cape that you've got there. Yeah, that's the way they say
that's things. That's how they say, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
I couldn't help but notice your jive-ass cape is very fetching.
Threads like that. Boy, you got to have a lot of bread.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't have any bread with me.
Hilarious kind of Hercules in New York moment where he doesn't understand modern slang.
Well, I think he understands it.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
I think he understands it exactly. I think he's going, yeah, listen, this... If this is going to go down, this is not going to go well for you.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
No.
It does not go well for them.
They get fucked over.
There are some kind of jive mothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jive turkeys.
There's a line
quickly squash them before they reproduce.
There's a line in this film that I think is genuinely a great quote, and it sums up blaxploitation, particularly this style, very well. So they're the pimps, and he says to them, you've made your sister into...
You've
made a slave of your sister. You're still slaves yourselves, and you're mimicking your slave masters. And that's why he's fucked off with them. Because they're not empowered. They're just doing what the man wants them to do, which is to kill each other, make their sisters into prostitutes. It's, you know, it's all part of the white man's conspiracy, you know. Which is a very powerful moment.
It is.
You know.
All I have to say is, oh, shit! He just owned them.
Yeah. When he smashes the guy's face
on
the door and the blood is on the door.
It's
like,
great.
Like, this is actually quite violent. Your, like, Bela Lugosi, bleh, you know, this is, he's actually fucking with these people.
Oh, there is one of those.
Oh, there's
there is definitely a bleh in there a couple of times.
I don't say bleh.
It's not he just does supernatural violence that you can kind of brush off. It's actual being the
shit. Yeah. Oh, this is like, man's nose is broken.
Yeah.
Like, Bela Lugosi's Dracula could, you know, woo and use other people, manipulate. Yeah. That's how he got by. Blackula will straight up put his foot up your ass and teach you a motherfucking lesson.
Drive ass honkies.
Yeah. He wasn't afraid to stump a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So they prefer. And that's why, in the great argument against who will win in a fight, Blackula or Hulk Hogan, I'm going with Blackula.
I go Blackula too.
Especially as it turns out he can wrestle.
Yeah. That's why it all goes back.
What about Blogan?
Oh, no, we don't talk about Blogan.
Okay, cool. Right, sorry.
Please tell me that's not a real thing.
I made up on the spot, but
Zeus.
It's a very big internet.
Zeus was
and it might be there, yeah. Zeus was basically Black Hulk Hogan.
Zeus was Black Hulk Hogan from the, was it?
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred movie. Yeah.
Amazing.
Tiny Lister.
Cut to Mr. Sergeant Harley, the detective man, who believes that Lisa is a suspect in the murder of Gloria because she does voodoo.
And he is the embodiment of bad policing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And bad community relations.
Harley believes that voodoo practitioners have a thing for snakes and that they drink human blood.
Yeah.
This is evidently not true.
Evidently, like, bad even by 70s standards. That's, I know he's like, meant to be racist and ignorant, but it's kind of like he flat out is calling her out and saying, you people.
Yeah.
Voodoo people.
You voodoo people.
This is all. Even though they clearly called the police.
Yeah.
He's like, so, I know two things about voodoo. You like snakes, that's a snake bite, even though it's clearly a vampire bite. And
you drink human blood.
And you drink human blood. And she's totally drained of blood. I'm impressed how Blackula was able to drink all the blood. Like literally all of it.
Yeah, well, it's like a Capri Sun, you know, you just...
Yeah!
Bring out the extra bit. You know?
She should be like a little raisin on the floor.
I wonder what Harley thinks of Catholics.
Mm. Probably
they definitely believe a lot of the
drink some blood
every weekend they resurrect a demigod and eat the man.
This is true.
Also, they and Dan has said this before, and he'll say again, he was born a snake biter's son.
A snake biter's son. This cop reminds me of Officer Howie in Wicker Man. It's okay if you haven't seen Wicker Man, but basically he goes to an island which is pagan run, and he basically
remake
original, please. And he basically accuses all of them of being pagans who were involved in this horrible conspiracy to kill a girl. Now, okay, spoiler alert, turns out that's
true. 100% right.
But I watched that not long ago, and I was thinking, this is pretty, if you were pagan, and there's a lot of pagans knocking about these days, you'd be watching this film going, this is actually really offensive.
We have friends, I know for a fact, we're pagans.
Yeah.
Closer to
But this guy's attitude, like Officer Howie's, is kind of like, did you do a course on like how to talk to different religious minorities? You know, because as you say, you wouldn't talk to Catholics like this, you wouldn't talk to Muslims like this. But he's like, yeah, voodoo fucker, you people.
So the thing that
it.
I know about Catholics is that you're super into blood. So like clearly you did this because your religion is that.
Yeah, you would have attacked a voodoo cult and try and blame them.
Yeah, and because Justin here is an ex-cop. He doesn't think very highly of Harley's reasoning here and agrees with you evidently because he's like, hey, listen, just because it's a voodoo thing doesn't mean we have to get sloppy with the police work.
Yes.
He like professionally tells him off.
We've also completely walked over the fact that Blackula is also in cahoots with Lisa to become human again. He's trying
not
to get
in cahoots
caught.
Yet, is he?
Not yet.
I thought they were at this point.
Not yet.
He's
not
introduced
yet.
Himself to Lisa. She recognizes him.
I misremember it. Yeah. You're right, guys. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah. No
she
worries.
Does recognize him because, as you recalled earlier, when he was turning into Blackula for the second time, I guess, when he's been resurrected, she has a little flash in her
vision.
Head.
Yeah.
So she recognizes him. And that's the beginning of him planting seeds in her head that will eventually lead to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out of place, I apologize.
Yeah, but Harley and Justin now get called over to the scene of the two pimps who picked a fight with Blackula. Same thing, distinctive bite marks, drained of all blood. Seems like Harley needs the help of Justin.
He's probably asking himself, how did Pam Grier get here so quick? Can't kill these two pimps.
How many voodoo people are there?
Christ.
The best we go with that scene is when one of them is like, Chief, look at these photos. I can't make anything of it. Because the vampires are, of course,
oh, that happens a little later. But yeah, it happens. Yeah. God, that's amazing.
And he's still like, I don't know. It's like, oh my, I'm not saying that it's vampires, but I'm pretty sure it's vampires.
Mm-hmm. That was a very long and weary day for Blackula. Time to get some shut-eye. You know, some me time in his coffin. You ever want to just, like, lock yourself in a coffin for a while?
Every goddamn day of my life.
I guess Willis got a whole bunch of coffins because he doesn't have a coffin anymore. So this house that Willis is house-sitting, I think.
I'm surprised that with the whole ghetto thing, they just can go, they sleep in the trunks of their car.
That would have been interesting. That would have been a good take. Yeah. Blackie wouldn't sleep in the trunk.
No. He would have a hearse.
Yeah.
He's respectable. He would steal a hearse.
Mm. With his own. RV, come on.
No, you still want something gothic or at least akin to a burial?
It's fine. RV with an upside down cross on the front.
Pimped out hearse.
That has something. That's a very different meaning, my friend.
I'm going to go with a pimped out hearse that does the bouncy thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Low ride.
That's 100% me being as white as I can be. You know the bouncy thing?
The bouncy thing.
They call him hydraulics.
Oh, there you go. You're cooler than I could ever be. You actually know what it is.
I have an interest in American muscle cars, so yeah.
But yeah, bouncy hearse with some lights and stuff on it. You know, like
bouncy hearse.
Pimp it. Yeah,
got it.
Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Justin needs information about the voodoo cult. Turns out that maybe Big Willis wants to break it up.
No shit.
He can't be his leader.
So you remember Big Willis? So the whole point in this whole fucking shit.
So you remember Big Willis?
So at this point in the movie, people are literally talking about Willis.
They are.
Meanwhile, at Castle Blackula, Mrs. Big Willis shows up to looking for him.
Yes.
Big Willis.
Mama Willis.
But Big Willis ain't hiding. This is a thing Willis says.
Yes.
Willis ain't hiding.
Willis talking in third person.
Willis refers to Willis in the third person.
Willis is now currently talking about Willis.
This is a very funny scene. I love the whole, like, you need to kick his ass, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Well, first, it's the massage. Yeah. It's a lovely romantic massage.
Oh, sorry, I've jumped it.
Yeah, you did a little bit. It's okay. He decides to have a little snack during the massage, followed by more castle thunder for dessert.
Excellent.
I do enjoy a little cliche for dessert.
Mm. There you go. Press that button.
Just creme de cliché.
You bought castle thunder. We're going to use it.
Creme de cliché.
Nice.
Oh, that needs to be a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish we had artists or were artists or were talented in some way. Cut to Lisa sitting at Gloria's body, attending her duties as the Mama Loa, presumably, I guess, now.
No, it's Mama Lisa now.
Mama Lisa. So
Mama Lisa elect? I don't know if she's gone through the process.
Well, yet. I don't know. They haven't got the election done yet.
That's what I mean. She's just
voodoo male priests are used as Papa, like Papa Midnight and Papa Shango and stuff like that. Two completely different references.
Yeah.
But
still managed to get referenced.
Yeah. Still managed. and then Mama must be the female equivalent.
I just mean, like, we don't know yet who's running the cult's kind of not being run by anyone. It's kind of like
it's like an idea or like a cult of personality. I mean,
I don't know. It's
that's a stretch.
Like, yeah. That's a stretch.
Yeah. That's a stretch.
With the wrestling. For the love of God.
Just keep stretching it.
Yeah.
It's fine. You'll get there if you stretch hard enough.
Mother.
He stretched too far and hurt his stretch.
I punched a chair.
You have to make sacrifices.
The chair on PCP where if you hear me going, oh, good sweet Jesus, which you put at the end of the episode, you sly git.
That was a good one. That was one of our best end episode ends. So unfortunately, she's rudely interrupted by Gloria rising from the casket.
Bummer, yeah.
I mean, she's got a job to do, man. Yeah. You can't be rising from the dead when people are trying to bury you. That's rude.
Nah, yeah.
Also, her hair is kind of different now.
Yeah. Vampire fight.
Even this I know happens. That this is Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Come on. I've seen pictures. Iconic, I'm not completely down there.
It's iconic. So, don't you think?
A little too
it's not what iconic means. None of those things in the song are iconic, damn it.
No.
I feel
they're not ironic either, which is the song title.
I fear we're talking about different songs. Was my line.
But now I feel there's a lot of cross wires here. Yeah.
Cause oh my like, God.
She's it's a vampire. She's going to love the Bride of Frankenstein. Frankenstein wasn't it. That doesn't fucking matter.
Lisa decides to go toward the newly risen undead abomination because of course she does.
Yeah, of course you do.
Because movies.
And
right?
She can't escape the death grip of gently caressing the shoulder.
Vampire
Fortunately,
magic.
Blackula still needs Lisa alive to do the voodoo that she do.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't fit this anywhere else. I'm sorry.
It's brilliant. Is that the scene where the patio doors just burst open?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's a fucking brilliant shot.
It's a great shot.
Brilliant shot. Again, production. There's a few bits in this where they're like all the production money went in, and that was.
Did you notice what the sound is?
Was it
Castle Thunder? It's too much Castle Thunder, which, as it turns out, is the correct amount of Castle Thunder.
I've also decided that if you do ever go into wrestling, your wrestling name will be Castle Thunder.
I think Castle Thunder is definitely
a band
of some kind, needs to be.
Yeah, oh yeah. If it's not, then that's shocking.
Yeah. You know what? If not that, then too much Castle Thunder is also an extension.
I'm doing some eyebrows
at
that joke. I'm inordinately proud of myself. I didn't even mean to do it.
Well done.
Yeah.
You got my voice.
Thank you for praising me. Thank you for praising me. That feels nice. Oh, we're going wholesome again. That's nice.
Yeah, I like
a wholesome episode from time to time. So anyway, Blackula murders people.
Yeah.
Blackula now gathers the vampires together to issue a commandment to them. Mm-hmm. Lisa Fortier is not to be harmed.
Nope.
But Big Willis has other ideas. You remember Willis?
Yeah, isn't he the villain of the
dick.
Movie?
Isn't he the what now?
The villain of the movie? Wasn't he the big guy who ran
the... No, there's no villains in this movie. This is a wholesome tale of a group of vampires getting along...
Is what they do in the shadows is what I'm interested in. Is he any nicer than he used to be?
Tom, is that a reference?
Yes, it is. That's a vampire documentary movie. Comedy. It's very funny.
And also
a TV series.
How I Can Interest Paul. It's written and starring Taika Waititi.
I'm in.
There you go, yeah.
Ever since Ragnarok, he's fallen in love
with America. Just give me more funny New Zealanders, honestly.
And that is exactly what that movie is.
And he's the guy that's doing the film about the kid that...
Yeah, he's
imaginary friend.
Yep. Jojo Rabbit. I knew you would.
Waiting for my window.
For those of you new to the show, Tom's got a thing for Nazis.
Anybody who's a fan of me or has followed me on this weird podcast journey of mine knows that I used to host Off the Reels with Tom, and a recurring joke on the show was the Off the Reels does not endorse Nazis.
Although it's pretty easy to like.
Yeah.
3 degrees of Nazi, many things.
Yes,
and I managed
to
do
it a lot.
Yeah,
we'll do another podcast.
We'll do another
it's
one.
Fine. I still want to do.
I still want to do Off the Rules, the retrospective, because we never really talked about it, like what happened and how it was like show to show.
If you guys would like to hear us do an Off the Reels retrospective for the old school stuff, then do hit us up on Twitter, which you can totally find at what, Carl?
At underscore pop culture pod. We are on Facebook at pod culture. We are on Instagram at underscore pop culture pod, and I am on Twitter at halfblind1989.
Tom, is there anything you want to plug here in the middle of the episode?
No, not really.
Excellent. I'm at speaker.
Tom and myself have both been on Greg Knox's podcast, Worst Date Movie Ever.
Yeah,
that's an excellent podcast. I liked
really
your episode in particular where you did Freddy Got Fingered.
I did get to do Freddy Got Fingered, and I was so happy.
You're a very brave man. But yeah, I have been on quite a few. Greg's
that show
ones,
again.
So,
Greg Knox is what was the show called?
Worst Date Movies Ever.
We are not being paid to sponsor that or anything. We just like the guy, and we think it's a great show.
Greg is going to be hopefully coming on my wrestling podcast again.
I was on one of his. I will plug something. I was on one of his recently about Desperate Living, the John Waters film.
Yeah,
it's already been recorded. It's going to be up soon, so keep an eye out for that as well. And that's Worst Date Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. But yeah.
Now back to Blackula.
Now back to Blackula.
There it is.
When he's given that meeting, so he's given them a warning.
He's given a warning.
They all have had a change of clothes.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I for some reason that bugs me. Where are they getting their clothes from? I know it's a big house, but it's not their house.
Walmart.
Do they like go out and shop?
I mean, presumably if Blackula lets them.
Isn't it the clothes they're buried in?
I don't know.
Because isn't this the vampire lore where they die and then they're buried and then they crawl out the graves?
Well, that's with Gloria.
Yeah.
Right. But the rest of them have definitely changed clothes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's what I could explain. How I would explain why their clothes are different is the clothes they were buried in, not the clothes they died in.
I would just say it's bad filmmaking. It was the next day of filming and they were wearing different clothes.
I can tell you one person.
Forgive me for trying to add some lore.
Yes.
I can tell you one person who's wearing different things. Willis. Remember Willis?
Yeah, I remember Willis
is a dick.
Is he still a dick, or is he matured in vampirism?
Well, right now, if he has, it's not evident, because he's wearing Blackula's robe and talking to Mrs. Willis.
Yeah.
Mama Mrs. the Willis.
Mama Willis.
Who... Mama Willis, who is encouraging him to say, "No, yeah, you're a bigger man than Blackula. Yeah,
you're kick his ass.
You're going to kick his ass."
Which is a nice lighthearted comedy moment. You know?
Oh yeah,
being all bravado, and he's got
loudly monologuing,
"Mama, I don't want to fight the Blackula."
Doing that hilarious comedy thing where someone's being a tough guy and the person they're taking the piss out of is getting closer and closer behind them. And then they're like, uh-oh, is he behind me kind of thing? And,
yeah. Oh, my God, are they behind me? No, we're in front of you.
You're going to just let him bully you like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
he's Blackula.
He's Dracula's soul brother. He's the head vampire.
He's got no soul.
This is the 70s. A lot of vampire films have been out by now. Why is everyone so surprised by how vampires... Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the master vampire.
Yeah, but it's every vampire movie since then. They always underestimate the vampire until he starts kicking ass.
Head vampire. You don't fuck with a head vampire.
No.
First rule of vampirism, I would say.
Yeah.
Very shortly, I shall bring Lisa Fortier here. I shall designate a quiet room, which you are to arrange according to her instructions. Once we enter that room, there will be no interruptions. If you allow any violation of that commandment.
And then just stares at him, to which Willis says, "Right. Oh, right. Oh." I mean, at least that's the implication. Because he's like, I see. Okay, that I'm fine.
I'm going to put a sock on the handle. You know, don't come in.
Yeah, if there's a sock on the handle.
Until you hear the Netflix sound, you know we are not finished.
They're like, bang, 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 housekeeping. No, not now.
No.
Later. No. I'm coming in now. My Dark Knight. No, for fuck's sake, vampire stuff.
My Dark Knight is currently rising.
Nice.
Dark Prince, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have a Prince Albert. We don't know.
Cut to more expert detective work to the library. Here's the section on occult things.
It's pronounced Libri.
Libri.
To the Libri. Vampires, are you out of your mind?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
I always love any horror film where they go to the library and go to the occult section and find exactly what they need.
And the occult section is always dark and lit by torches skulls and crossbones everywhere.
And it always shows them.
This one just looks like a lovely
This is literally a shelf.
That's a pun on every occult thing. Like,
oh, yeah, I get you. This one happens to just be a normal everyday library.
This is the occult shelf. I think you'll find literally everything you need in these four books, of which he's got all the information he needs. But it's always shit like... Just not just here, but any vampire film. There was like, he can be killed by sunlight and a wooden stake through the heart. I'm like, every child in the world knows that. You don't need to read that in a book.
Except for sunlight and like silver bullets and stuff like that. A stake to the heart will kill most things.
I've always said that. I've always said if you kill somebody with a stake through the heart, you can't claim, well, they were a vampire. That kills anybody.
Yeah.
Not the best defense.
That's why Buffy had to put them in when they were stabbed in the heart. They went poof.
Oh, cool,
Meanwhile, Mamuwalde and Justin have a conversation about occult things and African artifacts and whatnot, because they had previously arranged to like come back and have a look at more artifacts, in a quieter time when the wine hadn't made him so weary.
Yes.
God, this man's voice, I just want to listen to
when
him
he's
say
saying
things.
About the wine making him weary, that's just a sophisticated way of saying, I'm slightly pissed. But they're like, oh, we love you, Mamuwalde. Now. You go, it's fine.
Yeah, I know you crashed the party, but you cool, though.
Blackula!
Who's guy that turned up in the cave? Telling us all about African history. I don't know, but his voice is sexy.
I don't know.
I love him.
You know when you just go out on a night out and you meet a guy and it just clicks? I have a whole podcast network because of that literally happened.
That's how I got involved, yeah.
I met Stu. How I started podcasting.
Oh, really?
In the ship, both of us drunkenly connecting. Die Hard 4 was playing on the screen. And we're both looking at each other. It's like, this isn't a great Die Hard movie. Nah, there's only one good reason thing about it. And when we both went Kevin Smith, that's when we knew.
And then did the wine make him weary and he had to turn?
Yeah, he had to leave.
And left, yeah.
Well, then I met, then outside casually talking, he was like, this is my wife. Because they were already married at that point.
You ever hear of Count Dracula? Vampire, right?
Blackula.
This is what? No, this is the thing he's saying. is like about Dracula.
I was continuing on the joke.
But oh, okay. But this is like, there's a Blackula and there's also a Dracula. And this is Justin thing saying to the Blackula, saying like, you ever heard of Dracula? He was a vampire, right? This is a thing he read in one of those books.
Yeah.
The Dracula was a vampire.
You know Dracula was a vampire, right? You ever had a count from Sesame Street? Apparently he was a vampire.
What?
Like, I just got
what do you mean?
To quote Clerks 2.
I thought he was Romanian royalty.
The holy fucking Bible, son. Hey, yo, did you know Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah, it's that kind of like, yeah, apparently Count Dracula was real and he was a vampire. It's like, seriously, did you were in the library all that time and that's the information you got?
Well, if they were up on their conquering history, it could have been gone to the story of Vlad the Impaler. But
I mean, these are people who claim to be experts in the occult. I mean, the ex-policeman, he is at the opening scene at the voodoo.
He's a voodoo thing.
Yeah, so he must know a thing or two.
Voodoo and the occult is...
I don't think that's the same thing.
Same thing.
Okay, all right, well, let's put it this way. I'm into neither, and even I know who Dracula is.
Yeah.
So these people should know who the fuck Dracula is. It shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, but this could be also
alternate universe.
I was going to go alternate universe. Marvel can't be the answer to everything.
You can't Marvel your way out of this.
You can't Marvel your way out
I can't retcon time but travel my way out of this.
For the sake of argument, this is a world where I guess Dracula is a real person. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, we'd best both be careful that one doesn't jump out at us at some dark night.
Oh, damn!
He's like, can you read between the lines, motherfucker?
He can't. He absolutely can't. I've always loved...
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
I've always loved the deep red color of a fine wine. Much like the deep red color of blood. This is a thing the detective says.
Yeah.
I like to the vampire.
Yeah,
I also like, yeah, find cool, the most erotic part of the woman is the booby.
It's very Zap Brannigan.
Yeah,
it's very Zap Brannigan.
It is very like, okay, I think what you're trying to say is you think I'm a vampire. Is that where you're going with this?
What he actually does is, you know that thing?
It couldn't have been more obvious unless he was coming up from someone's throat, blood dripping down again, going, I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, I was busy having a snack. Like, yeah. You know that thing that all British people do when they want to leave the pub but all their friends are staying is they slap their thighs and go, right, well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he does here, but like better.
I ended it off the rails like that once.
Justin, I hope you're right and you find nothing. If these unfortunate deaths are indeed the work of a vampire, who knows who will be its next victim?
By the way, wink, wink, it's me.
All I have in my notes after this is, now I must go. Exunt! If everywhere was a man who exunts rather than leaves, it's this guy.
Yeah, this guy.
But he's good. I like this guy.
I'm out!
I'm out, guys!
Fuck this shit, slap I'm out.
Legs.
Right!
I have work in the morning. I need to go feed the dog. Bye!
Bye!
Yes.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye now. Bye.
Side note, so many problems with the audio in this. There's sections. Oh, yeah. It's distorting all over the damn place. Like stuff that is maybe not super obvious to people who aren't listening for it. But for me, it's like night and day. When he just gets a louder bit, it all distorts like crazy. It gets like crunchy at the top. It's for those not familiar, it's like an electric guitar going like dirty guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what distortion sounds like. And you can hear it on the voice here a little bit. To the point where it's like distracting between shots because they cut to a different shot where they got their levels right. And suddenly instead of, it's like, hey.
Hey. I love that. I'm back.
Hey.
You got any more blood? You got any more blood?
No.
Hey,
you know,
guys.
Do you know what that is?
It'd be kind of cool
exactly
if you had more blood.
Why that is in your head. It's one of those pre-advertisements on YouTube for that dating site. It's like, fuck swiping, fuck this, fuck every conversation going after. Hey. That is exactly what is in your head.
Oh my God, I watch too much YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a problem. But yeah, there's some severe technical problems on the audio level. But again, I'm like, they were moving quick. You also, this was on like tape machines, right? So there's a certain amount of, I understand why if you got the good take and you have to move on.
Yeah, a bit of give. Yeah.
It's okay. You got some give. Current productions, that would never fly. In the 70s, all right, fair enough. We'll have a little bit of a distortion.
Yeah.
That's okay. Same thing as sometimes the shot isn't exactly right or not perfectly exposed, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's another one of those, if you know what you're looking for, it can be a little jarring.
Yeah, now you've pointed it out, I'll probably
won't you'll listen
hear anything
back
else. Yeah.
It ends up sounding fairly charming in a couple of places, too, to where I'm like, I would have decided to do that, even if they got it by accident.
More gravitas, yeah.
It doesn't give it more gravitas, but it does sound like YouTube angry. That sounded wrong. You know,
maybe they invented YouTube, Angus.
They invented YouTube.
Yeah.
Blaxploitation, responsible for YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. Specifically, Screen Blacklist.
I zone out for 2 seconds, and this is what I come back to.
Conspiracy, man.
We're counting on you to keep us on track, Carl.
All right, back to the plot, guys.
Now, Lisa is fully briefed on the situation because her voodoo can be used for good as well as evil.
Yeah.
She decides to use it for good. Hooray!
Hooray!
Time for a good old-fashioned exorcism, because Blackula's plan is get the voodoo practitioner to exorcise the Dracula spirit out of Uvalde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, going on Buffy lore,
yeah.
When you become a vampire, it is a demon taking over your body.
Yeah.
Step one of the exorcism.
Yes.
Step one of the exorcism. Kiss married women. Oh. Step two. Make voodoo doll. Step three, get arrested. Step four, kill the police.
Put your dick in that box.
Kill the police. Oh, I'm not sure about this plan anymore, guys.
I like how she's like, oh, we can just restart. Because he makes
it. Oh, no. This is before they even start this thing. Like, the police show up to take her away, and he goes, you are not taking her away. Yeah. He is Darth Vader, that I've done the voice a few times.
Can you come back in five?
No, that's James.
I really need this
exorcism. I'm going to show you that's James.
No, it's James Earl Jones, but, like, the voice is very reminiscent now I'm doing it. I'm like, this is very much the way I would do Darth Vader, except I would go like this, and I was...
What have you done with the plans? Blah, blah, blah.
You are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor. Take them away.
Blah, blah, blah.
I am Mamu Alde.
It's the same voice. It's kind of that amazing, strong...
I hate sand. It gets everywhere. It's coarse. I'm Mannequin Skywalker.
That's definitely White Vader there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
White exploitation. Can we make that a thing?
No, that's cinema.
That's cinema, yeah.
Are white people still in? Let's go for golf.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it over golf. I have a new fantastic idea for Hollywood.
White people
in movies.
Yeah,
what do you think, Tom? Let's go. How's your whole nine?
By the way,
guys, and this is why generally an inspirational quote that I put out into the world. Whenever you think that you're not going to succeed or you think that you shouldn't do a thing, just remember someone walked into a Hollywood ballroom and went Hot Tub Time Machine 2. This time, no Cusack. And that got greenlit.
It did.
Harley still doesn't know what's going on, but he's pretty sure that it's not vampires. Like, he's quite certain that it's not vampires.
I'm 90% sure.
And this is when he sees these pictures of like, well, listen, Harley, there's some really bad ADR going on here, and I need you to be aware of it.
He's like, maybe there's something wrong with the, you know, the way the pictures have been processed. I'm like, everything in this photo is fucking clear.
Except for the part where the guy's missing.
They are holding a body that isn't there. And
this
also,
is 1973. There is no Photoshop.
Doesn't he say something about, like, there's bat hairs?
Bat hairs.
There's bat hairs. And that bat
of a species. There might be a new species. It's not even a species we know.
Yeah, they're like, so there's a bite on the neck and there's bat hairs. It's definitely a snake that has bat skin.
Yes, I see no other plausible.
Hello, is that the rest of the racist police? Round up all the black people. That's basically what he's determined to arrest.
He's determined to arrest all the black people.
Yes.
If only there were some sort of modern day parallel to draw between this movie and current events. Harley still doesn't know what's going on. Voodoo Ceremony Part 5.
Return of I'm a Celebrity?
Yeah. Voodoo Ceremony Part 5. This starts cutting super fast, right? So Voodoo Ceremony Part 5. Candles, red tablecloth, hair clipping, incense, some kind of pendant, what with the runes upon it.
Yeah.
Step 6, more Haitian Creole. My little voodoo Creole is magic.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've learned anything, patois
that,
is magic.
That gets a Darwin. Yeah.
This is definitely one of those, like, when they say voodoo, they mean we'll just throw a whole bunch of shit together and the Illyrians won't give a shit. So there's a little...
We'll have some
runes, we'll have some voodoo, we'll have some other bits and bobs, pentagrams,
No chicken was sacrificed.
I literally know nothing about Haitian voodoo, so again, like, I'm just going from, like, what I've seen.
I know a little bit from a zombie film I was writing. You remember the zombie series I was writing a couple of years ago?
Everything I know about voodoo is from Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Voodoo.
Actually, at certain points, is shockingly accurate.
Is it? Because I know nothing about the accuracy of the voodoo representation.
Not in the live-action James Gunn.
They're normally James Gunn, old Richard man Williger, who runs the old abandoned theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally.
In the movie, Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, fuck you, Scrappy-Doo. Anyway, sorry.
Uh-oh, the police are now storming Castle Blackula and arm themselves with fence posts.
Apartment complex, yeah. Blackula.
Here, take these. Why? Just take them. All right. Don't bring guns now, some reason. Let's just pile our guns right here. They came in with guns, picked up stakes, and then have no guns going forward.
So the white policeman, who is still, like, adamant this isn't voodoo, he's like, fine, whatever. Adamant that this isn't vampirism, is like, sure, we'll take the wooden stakes, whatever. He's very...
Sure, whatever.
Gone from being completely anti it to, who gives a... Whatever.
As we've pointed out several times, Tom, a wooden stake to the heart will kill anyone. So granted, I agree, you should keep guns if you've got guns, but in the point of this movie, it's just like, you know what? Stakes. I'm pretty sure this is going to work.
Silver bullets would have killed a vampire as well. Not just werewolves, but yeah.
Voodoo step seven.
In this point in the lore, yes.
Yeah. Voodoo step seven. Sprinkle some dirt around and apply some... I wrote
some
avid.
Cool whip.
I wrote avid to the doll. I think I meant acid. Apply some acid to the doll.
Yeah, they pour something
bacon,
onto the doll, and then
and it smokes
steam
up.
Or smoke starts coming
and
up.
Then so Blackula goes,
ooh.
I like that.
That tingles.
Ooh, is that candle wax? I like it.
I'm a naughty boy. I'm a naughty Blackula.
Back to cops, vampire unit. They're on a stakeout.
Oh, wow. I like that.
I'm the first person to ever make that joke.
A stakeout. Do you get it, Carl? Because the wooden bed wouldn't stake. Because if you stake a vampire,
Carl,
they die.
Carl, I'm giving you a high five. I'm giving you a high five right now, Carl.
Yeah, I think you should put that hand back.
I'm going to keep my hand up.
No.
Carl.
He just high-fived him. Work.
Ties. Your high five is lies.
Paul, I, it's not even a...
It sounded like a high five to
me. It's not a doctor. It's not a dar. It's a just... No.
I have no regrets.
You tried too hard.
I have no regrets.
You wanted too
much. I genuinely like that.
Cutting back
and forth.
It's a
joke for your mum.
I'm
going to
give it a
solid
4 out of 5.
I'll give you a, solid, give you a solid, it's a joke for
solid
your mum.
Solid 4 out of 5 for vampire puns.
For vamp puns.
Yeah.
Cutting back and forth real quick now between the two sort of scenes. With the cops and also Lisa chanting just the word apparition disparaître over and over, which means apparition disappear. Right? So... Yeah. She just keeps saying disappear.
Fuck off, demon. Fuck off.
Disparaître, it can also be, you can tell somebody to leave in no uncertain terms by telling them this. It's super old school, but it is like, that's a way to do it.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's like a 19th century novel way to tell someone to fuck off.
For the British version, off you pop.
Yeah. Fuck. No, it's not quite that strong. Jesus. Are you okay?
Man, I'm close. That steak pun got me.
Time to kill some vampires.
Vampire day off.
So now it's just cops vampire unit. Now we're back to some voodoo scenes, which looks like it looks a lot like a sex scene. Like it looks a lot like a sex scene.
Yeah. Energetic, to say the least.
The camera keeps sort of like going back and forth in and out of the doll.
I love the cutting back and forth from vampire unit to voodoo ceremony, the back and forth action.
Yeah.
And then, even within the voodoo ceremony, as you say,
it looks a lot like sex. And it's not helped by Blackula goes,
the same.
I can feel it. Yes! I can feel it!
In my fingers.
He can feel
I'll
it.
I feel it in my toe.
He can feel it somewhere. Justin has a crossbow now.
Are you talking about his stake? That one negates the silence.
No,
what gave you that idea?
Yeah.
You didn't want it enough, Carl.
I didn't want it enough. No, that's why I threw it out.
I thought we were done with the puns.
No.
Okay.
We're never done with the puns.
Oh, dear.
Now Justin has a crossbow, which he uses.
Yeah, he's got a crossbow.
He uses this to kill Big Willis. You remember Big Willis.
I think so. Isn't he
Isn't he a dick?
Isn't he in this movie? Yeah.
I think he was somewhere in the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
But he hesitates a little bit when aiming it at Mrs. Big the Willis.
Mama Willis.
It's okay because cops to the rescue to just viciously murder them.
Yeah.
So let's remember at this point. Yeah. Let's remember at this point the cops don't think vampires are real. So
I don't think they've been informed.
They just came up behind someone and like viciously murdered them.
1970s white cops.
Yep. Many tribal drums later, I can feel it. Yes. As Lisa grasps at the voodoo doll.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Hey, he's feeling a lot of things right now.
He's having a great time.
This looks like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Justin interrupts the ritual, and as you know, it was so
piss
near
off
to,
ghost.
It was so near to completion.
Piss off ghost yet.
It was so he was
he,
so
he
close.
Was on the edge.
He was so close.
He was on the edge.
He just edged right up through there.
Edging,
yeah, just right up
was
there.
So close.
And so I can't help but think Justin's perspective. He just barged in on like some weird ritualistic sex act between his wife and a Blackula.
It's not what it looks like. It's an exorcism.
Right.
I had to use my
drive powers and everything.
We were doing the sex.
What I like the non-climax, the anti-climax, non-climax, not even a fucking thing. The anti-climax of that is like,
no, you're
oh,
right.
Man, now we have to start again. I'm like, really, you can do this because they made it. The build up
yeah.
is it's a kind of one chance thing, but apparently it isn't. Apparently,
yeah,
you can kind of
just
do this any old time.
How's Sunday morning? Oh, I prefer evenings.
Oh shit.
I've been known to sleep the day away.
Wink, wink, because I'm a vampire. I mean, sorry, I should have said that.
Wait, what was that last bit? No. Sorry, nothing.
I'm not a Dracula. I'm just out there all night just slaying that strange. You know what I'm saying, boy?
One motherfucker.
No. I sleep all day, and at night I'm out to get lucky.
Yes.
Like that song, I'm told. Is
I'm aware.
You daft punk.
That is, yes, culturally relevant. Well done.
I'm culturally relevant 5 years ago. Hooray.
Yeah.
I just called you a daft punk and got nothing.
I got that.
That's oh, yes.
Okay.
Well done.
I was going to let it sit on the background.
Yeah. No, I like that
background.
Too. I'll get that. Yeah, that's definitely good. Yeah.
Doctor.
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 Oh, doctor.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Gentlemen.
Sorry.
Oh.
Blockta.
Sorry, yeah. Block. Christ's sake, Carl.
Blockta.
Blocked.
Okay.
Well, I'll be a monkey's blunkle.
So Lisa agrees to try again, provided he agrees not to hurt Justin.
Yeah.
He promptly throws Justin across the room, knocking him out.
Oh, you meant like from now?
Oh, you mean like right
now? Like
now?
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. It's the vampirism in me. It's a bit heavy.
I will straight up kill a bitch.
Yeah.
But on their way out, Blackula must kill pretty much everyone.
I didn't say I wouldn't kill the policeman.
So Lisa decides to maybe not assist the brutal mass murderer.
Yeah.
Jesus, she's been through a lot.
She has.
She's been through a lot. That's a lot for any person to deal
with. To
be honest,
she's a bit of a passenger in the film, which is unfortunate because Pam Grier is such a good actress. In this, she doesn't...
And also, she's set up at the right in scene one as being like the important main character. I was expecting we were going to follow her.
Yeah, a lot more from her.
I thought this was going to be like her story against this guy, and Blackula is like some foil to their action.
In the trailer, it's all just like Pam Grier from Coffee. Yeah, we're gonna, and then there's not a lot of her in it, which is a little bit unfortunate.
In a blaxploitation film, you're kidding.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Just them going like, this is gonna be check it out. You're black. These are black people. What else do you want?
Basically, yeah, it's a great trailer.
You want to watch black people on cinema? White people don't. Here you go.
Do you like the other Blackula? Here's some more Blackula. You're gonna like it.
Is it bad that I kind of like it?
It's also Marvel.
It's also Marvel.
Yeah.
Literally what you just said is Marvel.
Did you like the shit you saw?
Do you know
we got way more shit covering.
Do you like those superheroes? Here's more superheroes.
Yeah.
You like that superhero? He gets a sequel.
I'm waiting for a blaxploitation expanded universe of Blackula, Dr. Black, Blackenstein, all together.
Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite, yeah.
Well, which the sequel, the...